Support for WPR comes from Rutabaga Paddle Sports, offering canoes, kayaks, and advice for anyone wanting to experience solitude on Wisconsin waterways. 2620 Rimrock Road in Madison or rutabagashop.com.
Every Monday at this time, we look at state politics and public policy issues being debated in Madison under the state capitol dome. And in this edition of our state capitol report, we will discuss the proposed off-reservation casino in Kenosha, and we will get reaction to legislation for a new voter ID bill in Wisconsin and a proposal to limit early voting in Wisconsin. Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 8 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Monday, November 4th. Well, we had planned to start this first half of our state capitol report talking with a guest on the Menominee Indian Tribe's proposal to open up an off-reservation gambling casino in Kenosha. This proposal has the approval of the Bureau of Indian Affairs at the federal level, but it also needs Governor Walker's approval, too, before it can proceed. But Governor Walker has said that this proposal needs the approval of all 11 Indian tribes in Wisconsin. The governor was going to make a decision on this proposal for the Kenosha Casino the week before last, but he delayed that decision and said he would instead issue a daily memo on his decision-making process and what he was considering. An aide to Governor Walker says that he expects that decision to come this week. We were going to talk with a guest who was an expert in Indian law about this whole project and the process the governor is using to decide on the Kenosha Casino, but we must have had some sort of miscommunication because we cannot locate our guest. So instead, what we're going to do for this first half of our state capitol report is do a straw poll on the Kenosha Casino project. And we want to know if you think Governor Walker should approve this project or not, and why or why not? Should the Menominee Indian Tribe be given thumbs up or thumbs down on this new casino, off-reservation casino in Kenosha? What do you think? 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Or send an email to talk at WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. So here's your chance to do some lobbying one way or the other. The governor, again, is going to be making this decision reportedly this week. What do you want to tell him before he makes that decision? Do you think that another casino in Kenosha is a good thing? Will it help the economy in especially southeastern Wisconsin or not? What are your thoughts on this proposal from the Menominee Indian Tribe to open this casino in Kenosha? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk at WPR.org. The latest news on this project is that the Menominee say that they have received consensus from all 11 Wisconsin tribes to go ahead with the casino in Kenosha. The Menominee insists that it had won the Potawatomi's and the Ho-Chunk's backing several years ago because of a gaming compact that they signed with the state. However, Governor Walker, in one of his latest memos, said that two tribes, the Potawatomi and the Ho-Chunk, still oppose this casino in Kenosha, saying that it would, among other things, take away business from their casinos. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk at WPR.org. During these straw polls, we give you 30 seconds to state your case, and let's start taking some calls. Let's go to Sharon in Whitewater. Hi, Sharon.
Hi, Joy. My thought is I would think we should be able to allow them to do that, but I think we should start putting some contingents on the fact that we give them a lot of federal support. Our Native Americans and for their reservations, and I think maybe we should put some strings on that this helps them to become more self-sufficient, because I know for a fact up in some of the areas, our Native Americans, every individual is getting over $60,000 a year for being Native Americans, and that's a lot more than some of the Caucasians are making, and so let them start to become self-sufficient.
So you do want the governor to approve this or not?
Yes, I do, with a string attached that it helps that they start weaning off federal support.
Okay, thanks very much. Let's go to Jerry in Genesee Depot next. Hi, Jerry.
Hi. I am totally against this thing. I've been a banker for 50 years, and no one ever brings up the damage that this gambling does to the public. I've seen so many older, especially people, that have lost money, lost their houses, and have been destitute because of a gambling habit. It's just as bad as drinking. And it's actually, gambling is just what you're saying. It's gambling. They go to these casinos, and they start a little bit, and the next thing you know, some more. And I've seen too much of it for me. It's sad that it's gotten as far as it has already, because all they talk about is the jobs it's going to provide. What about all the losses that it's going to take?
Thank you very much, Jerry. Because of straw polls, we try to limit everybody to 30 seconds or so we can get in as many callers as possible. Charlie in Beaver Dam is next. Hi, Charlie.
I think we should allow it. It'll help with jobs and property taxes. I do agree with the other guy, too. There's issues with people gambling too much, but there's people that drink too much, and we can't control everyone else's behavior. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Because of our inability to find our scheduled guest for this half of the State Capitol Report, we are holding a straw poll on the proposal to open up an off-reservation casino in Kenosha. The Menominee Indian Tribe has the approval from the Federal Bureau of Indian Affairs to open up this casino, but it still needs Governor Walker's approval. The governor wanted all 11 Indian tribes in Wisconsin to reach some sort of consensus and to be in some sort of agreement on this this casino in Kenosha before he would sign off on it. And we're wondering if you think that this proposal is a good idea or not. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Chris in Toma is with us. Hello, Chris.
Hello. I am Ho-Chunk, and I do not believe that Walker should approve it. It would take business away from our casinos. But also, this is traditional tribal or Ho-Chunk land, the whole state of Wisconsin. And every other tribe in the state has casinos on tribal land, so I don't believe that they should be approving any off-reservation casinos.
All right. Thank you very much, Chris, for that. We'll take I'm keeping track as we go along. So far, we have two yes and two no, and our next caller is Bob in Appleton. Hello, Bob.
Yep, good morning. I think that they should allow the casino. I mean, what's the difference? Every bar in the state of Wisconsin's got gambling machines in them now. If the Ho-Chunk or the Pottawatomie or they're all complaining about another casino, I think they should start complaining about all the machines that are in the bars.
Thank you very much, Bob. We'll take more of your calls during this straw poll on the Kenosha Casino Project. Say that three times fast. The Kenosha Casino Project. The proposal from the Menominee Indian Reservation to open up an off-reservation casino in Kenosha. The governor is expected to make a decision on this proposal this week. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the State Capitol Report here on the Ideas Network. This is our State Capitol Report. I'm Joy Cardine, conducting a straw poll in this first half of this week's State Capitol Report on the proposal to open up an off-reservation gambling casino in Kenosha. What do you think? Should Governor Walker approve this project or not? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. The governor is expected to make a decision on this proposal this week. He says that what he is looking at is support from the community, which it seems to have quite a bit of. A lot of Kenosha area officials are behind the project, saying it will be good for economic development and jobs. He also says that there needs to be a consensus from the 11 tribal governments in Wisconsin, and that is in dispute. The Menominee, the backers of this Kenosha casino proposal, think that they do have the consensus. They think that the Potawatomi and the Ho-Chunk gave them their consensus in a gaming compact signed with the state several years ago. But the Potawatomi and the Ho-Chunk are saying they oppose it, saying that the Kenosha casino would take away business from their casinos. So, well, what do you think? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. The governor is also saying that he does not want to see any increase in overall gambling if this casino in Kenosha were to open up. Our next caller is Guy in West Allis. Hello, Guy.
Hi. My comment is, as we know, lots of times in politics in general and with Governor Walker, there are some backroom negotiations. The Indian tribes kind of work together to a certain degree, even though they may have their own issues individually. That being the case, he might be pitting northern tribes relating to the sand fracking to try to ease up on their obstruction of that in order to get the casino passed down here. So I don't think it would be a great idea to have a casino right now if potentially that is the case.
All right. Thanks very much, Guy. Next, we go to Sam in Balsam Lake. Hello, Sam.
Bonjour, Joy. Thank you for taking my call. I do think the governor should pass this for the casino for the Menominee, mostly because if he's open for business, then this is definitely a great business proposal. A lot of casinos, their employees make a lot of money as far and get insurance benefits and that type of thing, and that's great for any community. So I think that would be a great positive. I also find it kind of curious that he needs the consensus of 11 tribes. It feels like if someone were to put up a Menards, would they ask Home Depot and Lowe's whether they could put up a Menards? It just seems like a kind of a conflict of interest between sovereign nations.
Thank you very much, Sam. Curtis in Fenimore is with us now. Hi, Curtis.
My answer is no, no, no. That banker you had on hit the nail on the head. And number two, if you've ever had a family member in gambling debts, that's worse to break than an alcoholic. No, it does not create jobs. It does not have any economic development. So my answer is a big, strong no.
Thank you very much, Curtis. Next we go to Lisa in Oconomowoc. Hello, Lisa.
Hello. I approve it. I'm for it. The Menominee are one of the poorest tribes in the state of Wisconsin, and the Potawatomi are not on reservation land, as one of the earlier callers said. So I'm definitely for it.
Yes, thank you very much. That's right. The Forest County Potawatomi is in Forest County, but the Potawatomi Casino in Milwaukee is off reservation. Let's go next to Candace in Shell Lake. Hello, Candace.
Hello. I'm for the casino in Menominee to help lift people out of poverty, provide independence. And if Walker's into free markets and jobs, I don't understand why he would need all these restrictions on a casino.
Thank you very much, Candace. So what do you think? We're conducting a straw poll on the proposed off-reservation casino in Kenosha. The Menominee want to open up this casino in Kenosha. They say it will be good for the tribe, will be good for jobs in southeastern Wisconsin in the Kenosha area. Say that most of the gambling will come from visitors from Illinois. But the governor is weighing different things right now. He says he wants 11 tribal governments, all 11 tribal governments in Wisconsin, to reach some sort of agreement or consensus on this proposal. And at least publicly, the proposal does not have the backing of the Ho-Chunk or the Potawatomi. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Jill on Facebook says, what a waste of our legislature's time and tax money. Where are the jobs bills? Unemployment needs to be tackled before the almost, that's not what we want to talk about right now. That's a different proposal. We'll talk about that coming up after 7:30. She wants to talk about voter suppression, and we will be talking about voter suppression, or at least voter ID and a bill that would limit early voting in Wisconsin coming up after 7:30. Jeff in Appleton is with us. Hello, Jeff.
Big old no. This is, from the pictures I've seen and everything I've heard, this is a Hard Rock casino. That's not tribal. How much of the money that's supposed to be going to the tribe is going to be siphoned off to royalties and fees for them running the show? This is not a tribal casino. This is a Hard Rock. Let's make that clear.
Okay. Thanks very much. That's right. There is a partnership with the Hard Rock Cafe, and you're saying that the Menominee tribe doesn't benefit then? Oh, he went away. All right. David in Milwaukee is with us. Hello, David.
Yes, hello. I think they should build it, number one, for the jobs, but number two, if we don't build it in southern Wisconsin, it's going to end up in Illinois, and our money will really go south. So I say build a casino, and thank you.
Thank you very much. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. We so far have our yeses leading our noes 7-5. Sue in Waukesha is with us. Hello, Sue. Sue, are you there?
Oh, yes, I am. Hi. I'm not for the casino at all. I believe Governor Walker should focus his energy on jobs for Wisconsin as a whole and not have the residents spend their money on gambling, rather have them spend the money on local businesses.
All right, thanks very much. Glenn in Oconomowoc is with us now. Hi, Glenn.
Hi, my name is Leonard from Oconomowoc. Yeah, I don't believe you should open that casino in Kenosha. If the Sentinels in Florida want to open up a casino, they should open it down there. The jobs that it'll provide, it also provides a lot of problems. They do have some crime in Kenosha and Racine, and then I think that'll just elevate that situation there.
All right. Thanks, Leonard. Sorry I got your name wrong. Next is Scott in Appleton. Hello, Scott.
Hi. I say a big no. Scott Walker doesn't seem to think a train is a good idea, but he thinks a casino is.
Well, he seems to be leaning against it. But anyway, Scott, you say don't approve it.
Yep.
All right. Thanks very much. We have Nancy, who has an email that says, yes, I think it would be great to have a casino nearer to me. I could learn to count cards at blackjack and play for law school. I don't know if she's being tongue-in-cheek there or not, but she says yes because she could work there, I guess. Next, we go to John in Elkland. Where are you from, John?
I am from Elkhorn.
Elkhorn, okay.
And
go ahead.
My vote is no, and I'll echo Joe, who just called in. I mean, I do believe that this casino is going to siphon some money out of the state of Wisconsin, considering it's being run by Hard Rock. No offense to them, but I do believe that that's a strong issue there. And number two, there's a casino 30 miles up the road in Milwaukee, the Potawatomi, whether it's on Indian land or not. I think there'll be lost jobs in Milwaukee. I mean, I've been to that casino basically to see the music, but it's just too close by. So, I mean, you're going to devastate one. And so I think, Scott, if he really analyzes this, we'll realize, hey, you got to go now.
All right. Thank you very much. Well, we certainly do have a close vote going here on this unofficial straw poll on the proposed casino in Kenosha. Thumbs up or thumbs down? Governor Walker is expected to make his decision on this project this week. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Wally in Crooked Lake. Hi, Wally.
Hi. I'm in favor of the casino. And the main reason is the fact that Governor Walker never needed 100% consensus from the state of Wisconsin people to do anything. Why does he have to have it for that?
All right. Thanks very much. Mike in Madison is next. Hello, Mike.
Hi. I favor the casino because we should have competition in that industry, just like we have competition for all the other industries in Wisconsin.
All right. Thank you very much, Mike. Rob in Nina is our next voter. Hi, Rob.
I think it's a bad idea. You have to remember that Indians really don't own that casino. It's rich guys, bankers, white guys.
All right. All right. Thank you very much. I think we have time for one or two more. Let's go to John in Richland Center. Hi, John.
Hi. I'm for it. Because what we did to the Indians, I think we should give them another chance.
Okay. All right. Thanks very much. Well, we don't have another call ready to go on air, so I guess that's going to do it for the straw poll on air. Go ahead and vote on the Facebook page if you want to. The governor is expected to make his decision on the proposal for the off-reservation casino in Kenosha this week. We had intended on talking with a professor of law and director of the Great Lakes Indian Law Center at UW-Madison about the whole proposal and the governor's decision-making process on this, but we must have had a miscommunication. We were unable to locate our guests. So the straw poll results, 10 of you on air said yes, you want the casino. 10 of you said no. So pretty evenly split, I would say. We will change gears and we'll talk about voting in Wisconsin coming up after we check the news. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.